WSLI-302, standing by.
WB489, WSHM738.
WSHF567, monitor.
Alright, WRWB489, WSHM738. Everybody sleeping in this morning.
WSEU-202, good morning. She's all again.
WSHF 567, WSHM 738.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WB-49, we're standing by.
Yes, 8 minutes.
WSLI 302, standing by. WSLI 302, standing by. WSLI 302, standing by.
WSFK 697. Good morning, everyone. Want to hear a knock knock joke?
WRFK 359. WRUG 488. Jack Kelser. He must be still sleeping. Or he's on the band. Or he's just, I don't know. WRUG 488. WRFK 359. We'll be clear. WSLI 02, standing by. WSLI 302, standing by. Go ahead. Checking to see how the radio's working.
My radio's working great. Thanks for checking.
All right.
I knew you'd like that. All right, WSHM 738. All right, I got the call. WSLI 302. Roger.
Roger, 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 roger.
You gave that other call by mistake. I realized that. I'd have to send you up to room 34 with five bags.
That is funny, the Hilton. That is great. That is great.
Rookie mistake. Have you been outside to check the snow total so far?
Yes, I'm over here by the boat launch across the street from Eddie's, and it's coming down strong. You only got about a quarter mile to a half mile visual out.
Any pea-sized hail?
No pea-sized hail.
Tornadic winds?
Zero on the tornadic winds.
All right, appreciate the weather check. I got to go out and shovel it at some point. I got a birthday party to go to, so a lot of things to hop to today.
Oh, is it who I think it is, birthday?
No, it's not mine.
Oh, no, I know it's not yours. Is it my buddy that wears the glasses, the other buddy?
The buddy that wears the glasses, who's that?
Forget it. When I talk to y'all.
Okay.
First name, Charlie?
Oh, no.
All right, I was thinking of the wrong person.
All right, have fun. I'm going to go out and see how much snow's out there and maybe take care of it, and then probably have to do it in a couple of ways. I don't know if we're going to get as much as they say, but whatever. All right, WSHM 738, enjoy the freighters going by at Eddie's.
Roger, WSLI 302, standing by.
Remember, one other tip. You should never give your exact location. There are killers out here, all right? Just a little tip. WSHM 738.
Well, I didn't give it, just so you know. I made sure I threw it off. I know better.
WSCU 202, I got a legal question. Why is it that you don't want to give out your precise location?
Because there's train killers out here, and you're one of them. WSHM.
Well, let's think about this for a minute. If you use a legit call sign, the jig is up anyway. So what's the difference?
SLI 302 WSHM 738. WSLI 302, hear you loud and clear. For bags to room 7, please. I'm on my way up right now with the bags. That's too funny, man. You made a mistake. Obviously, you know, the call sign's a little different for you, right? It's brand new, and it's kind of funny because what it comes back to. All right, there you go. So, hey, I was doing a little more reading on that experiment earlier today where I said, about the there's train killers out here. Be careful. They said never to name them. They'll speak on their own, right? So I don't know. Did that happen? Yes. Yes, I heard them. Well, there you go. See, so that internet psychology test rung true, I guess. Well, I'll have to give them some feedback. Anyways, what's going on? It seems that the storm of the century is over for the moment.
WRWB 49.
Good morning. Go ahead, Mike. And do you recognize that voice in there? And don't mention any names.
Tell himself and say he's a natural born killer.
Yeah, but I mean, do you recognize who I'm talking to? That's what I'm asking you.
I'd have to hear him. A little bit.
I hear you loud and clear. Mike, did you hear him?
I hear him. I recognize the voice. What's going on?
No, not a whole lot. It's still coming down over here. It's still coming down real good.
Real good or real, real good? Real, real, real good here. All right, Mike, where are you at?
Over here by the bay, you know.
All right. I'm just going to the bank. And I got a Christmas party. I mean, a Christmas party. A birthday party to go to. Smelling something in Christmas.
He forgot to say break after a real, real good there.
There you go. And there's John. John, meet CSI over there.
I'm listening, so I hear it. Don't mention the name. But hey, we're all known out here, so... There you go. WRUZ 935.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I recognize the voice real quick. Yeah, I did the smell about an hour ago, maybe an hour and a half ago, and not much has fell since.
Okay. Yeah, it's still coming down. I mean... It's already covered back where I did it 2 hours ago. 3 hours ago I did it. It's already covered, and it's still coming down over there.
I wonder if you're getting it off the lake because the wind is going the opposite direction
from normal. Gotta be, yep.
I'm here by the lake and I'm not seeing much. I mean, it's coming down, but it's very light.
Yeah, I mean, it's still coming down, but it's definitely lighter. But damn, it could stop already. It looks like it's going to maybe 5 or 6, maybe.
Okay, well, you're probably just in a small band or something because it's mostly moved through. I'm not saying some can't work from the backside of the storm, but most of it's through already. I mean, through this, the big part of the storm, right? There may be a backside to it, but if you look at the precipitation map, it's mostly all gone through. So there you go. I think down south, you know, it was a little more centered down there, so they're probably getting, and they're not used to it, so it's probably way worse for them. Still holding pretty true to its colors, temperature-wise. It's been a little warmer here today than the last 2 or 3 days, but still kind of January, Michigan, frozen cold.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Anybody know anybody that needs a chest freezer?
I think there was a double. Anybody need a chest freezer? I don't know. And who was the doubler? And they can answer John's question. That one was too weak to copy. Mike?
Yeah, what kind is it? And what brand?
It's a Sears. It's a pretty good, it's a larger one. It's not real small. I used to have one that was about the size of a portable dishwasher, but this one's like at least twice that big.
I kind of do, and I kind of don't at the same time, so. Yeah, if you get rid of it beforehand, you know, no big deal.
Yeah, we bought an upright freezer and have not used this one. I had the small one about the size of a dishwasher, portable dishwasher, and we got the upright because it's easier to get the stuff in there. But I got some like milk crates in the big freezer, so you're best off to just separate your food in the milk crates and stack the milk crates. That way you don't have to, you know, shuffle around through a bunch of frozen stuff. So anyway, that's all. I just, I need the thing gone. You know, if somebody gave a little donation, I'd be happy, but, you know, I want it gone.
And a beautiful selling point to this, to the buyer, is that if you use it today and throw it outside, you don't have to plug it in.
And that is true.
Have the chain and padlock option?
It's only in some cities.
Yeah, we've kept it in the house, you know, so didn't need the chain and padlock. We got a 12-gauge, you know, security system.
It's good for everybody, Mike, because it's a frost-free freezer, so there is no ice.
Right. Anyway, yeah, I'm out here by the bay, and, you know, not too much snow is coming down here.
Yeah, it's pretty much nothing's really happening. I mean, it would take a month of this to build up to an inch. What's coming down now, it's pretty much nothing. But
I did hear 20.
You heard what there?
Somebody's jamming ya.
I did hear what was going on earlier today.
Oh, okay. Yep, there you go.
Well, too, not everyone's address is tied to their call sign. Some people use a P.O. box instead of their, you know, their home QTH.
I don't care about none of that crap.
There you are, WRWB489.
To hide your home address. That's kind of like, you know, using one of those apps to mask your phone number for sending text messages, or kind of like an ICE agent putting a mask over their face to, so, you know, to hide their identity. Just saying.
No, Captain Mike, WSHF.
Oh, those
tactics
are used by a dog crew.
Right. With the phone number of the game, yeah, for sure.
It's called Text Now. That's the name of the app. And as long as you've got a, well, they got Google Voice. I mean, there's different types, but the most common one is, like, Text Now. And as long as you've got a signal of some sort via Wi-Fi or cell tower, you know, you can use that app and disguise your identity.
There's no tracing to any of that stuff once something bad happens, for sure, huh? Wink, wink.
And one, you know, call me from a number that was from Text Now. And when I did the reverse lookup, I knew right away.
Yeah, well, like I said, when push comes to shove, you can't hide behind Discord. You can't hide behind this text for now. There's always an electronic link right to the guy.
Yeah, like try doing that and calling in a bomb threat to someplace, a fake bomb threat, you know. See if they don't, see if the police don't look you up.
Right, the police definitely, maybe even a private investigator. I mean, they're not going to do it over a stolen 10-cent returnable pop bottle, but when the right thing happens, you know, let history show in the world. Just watch the news, you know. It's like all these people on Discord to think they're being concealed. Nope, not when the right thing happens. Discord will flip on them as quicker as it can be under the right court order.
With Telegram.
Oh, there's a jammer. Probably from a guy that had a license since April of last year that doesn't have a microphone hooked up to his radio.
No, I think it's a little closer to me.
Oh. They're all guilty of it, so just which one today? Which one now?
Signal come with the bottom shelf brand of liquor that comes in a plastic bottle.
I'll bet you if I named a name, he would come right out here and say, "Stop me! Keep my name out of your mouth."
Like I said, they're all guilty of it. It's just which one now.
Yep, which one this time.
Whichever one that pipes up and screams the loudest.
And is always there whenever he's accused. He's always right there to defend himself.
Yeah, well, 30 degrees out here. SHM 738.
WSLI 302 standing by.
Take a seat. It's more comfortable.
Sitting by. Sitting by.
I remember somebody that used to say that, and I'm sitting by.
That was WY8I.
No, that came from 11 meters. That was Johnny Dickstick.
Him too, but also, you know, WY8I used to say that a lot.
I don't really know him.
Thought you did. I mean, I thought he was part of your speaker.
Did he live real close by the post office there?
I know very few, and the ones I knew were from, like, 1987. And some of them aren't even alive anymore, I think. Chuck. W-A-Z, remember him, John? So, I don't know if you know the link between me and him, do you? Let's see how good your memory is.
Yeah, I know you knew him as Carrot Top. And, yeah, okay, I saw the picture of Bill. And, yeah, I know Bill. So, W-I-A-I. I just didn't recognize the call at first, but okay, saw the picture, and there it is.
Yes, that's exactly the link. So it was a long time ago, and he knew, my dad knew that I knew a lot about the radio thing, and he was putting one in his car probably just before he was a ham. And so my dad worked with his dad is what it was, and that's the link at GM.
You remember his old call?
No, I remember his last name. I bet you don't.
Boyer, I believe.
Wow. Wow, very good.
NAFNZ was his call.
I just know WAZ. So, you know, I didn't know him real well. I mean, me and Sherry went out to Frankenmuth with a big group. Did you go then?
No.
Okay, and I think it was Vance. I think the other guy that lived on Mount Road, Gordy. So these are some of the names. I'm definitely not going to remember everybody that went. But Chuck was a good guy, but, you know, I do have to be honest. And don't think bad of me. He was a little strange, though.
No, he was out there. He used to start rumors about himself and you know, see how it circulates amongst the group and comes back and how it's changed. But do you remember Gordy's old call?
So the later ones were all the WB8s, right? And I'd know it if I heard it, but it's been too long. It might pop into my head at some point, but...
Well, he was WB8H, but his old call was WB8 Wonderful Winter Time, WB8 WWT. That was back from the old days, talking on the Bald Mountain repeater.
Okay, so I didn't know that call. The WB8H, I definitely knew. So.
And I, for the life of me, I don't remember what Don's old call was, but W-A-8-E, I don't remember, I'm drawing a blank on this, I don't remember what his old call was, but I knew old Don, you know, back when I was like 14, 15 years old. I actually got a job at the same place he was working when I was 16 years old, and he was in sales, and he was sales / management, and I was hired in as an installer for a car stereos back at Haney's Car Stereo back in the day, and it was Mr. Radio in Mount Clemens, and that's where I was working. It was owned by Haney's, but they never got around to changing the name.
Often I remember WBAG. Now there was one.
Do you remember his old call?
Should I double somebody, or is that just a jammer?
That's just a jammer.
Just a jammer. You know, if I heard it, maybe, but I know WDHG, that's what I last remember, and, geez, how many moons ago was that? It was also the 80s.
Yeah, he was WB8 West Virginia Fox, WVF.
That sounds familiar, but it's been so long, John. It's been 4 years.
Yep. But do you remember this call? WRUZ 935.
I remember that call, and this is WSHM 738. Hey, I'm almost where I need to be, so you guys have fun.
Right to later, WRWB 49.
Alright, WSHM 738.
Yeah, I'm looking for some toasted white bread with some peanut butter on it to put that jam on it.
Just some Jimmy Jam.
Sounds good, Dale.
Right. Somebody say Jimmy Jam? Hello, James.
Hi.
Forgot my radio was just stuck on the double nickel, so I put it in scan, and here you guys are. Well, there you go. So, nope, just kicking back. I got the HF rig going in the background over here. Heard some activity here. Yeah, I'm just had some breakfast earlier. Had some farm fresh eggs I got from the FOE out in Port Huron when I was up there. The first time I ever had fresh farm eggs. So I had bought 2 dozen for $6. You know, they're not really making any money on it, but because I think normally they're around 6 for a dozen, but I got 2 dozen for $6. And I didn't notice much difference in the, even the way the yolks looked or anything, or the taste, I don't know. That's just me, though. So where did you get these eggs, and is that just the name on the package, Farm Fresh Eggs, or did you get them actually like from a farm or a farmer that, you know, sold them? Yeah, when I went to the meat bingo in Port Huron at the FOE there, there was a person selling like, I don't know, 10 dozen or so. People were buying them. They're from the farm yet. I just left them out on the counter. I still got, they've only been out there for a couple weeks, I think. Or a week or so, I don't know. But, yeah, they're, you have to wash the poop off of them. How nice.
I wonder if we could do that to this repeater.
Wash the poop off of them?
Well, I mean, a cleaner antenna is always better when they're out there, you know, especially in the summer when it's dry and dusty and the wind's blowing. You know, there's got to be a lot of accumulation of dust and dirt on those antennas. Especially, you know, there's static electricity on a fiberglass antenna, so I'm assuming it's fiberglass, right? Just guessing. Anyways, WSHM 738.
Yeah, this is WRUV 578. I keep contemplating about maybe going outside and shoveling snow. Then I look at all the drifting snow, and it's still snowing, and it's cold. So, I don't know. Hey, Jim, why do today what you can put off until tomorrow? I know. I think that too often, though. And I still got to fix the shear pin on my snowblower. Maybe I'll just put a bolt in it and call it a day. There's nothing else left on the driveway that I can run over.
Well, it's a lot warmer down here today, Jim.
Yeah, but you're still going to have cold air coming in through the bond. So, yeah, do that whenever you can, preferably before it gets warm, because the whole basement will be a lot warmer once you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, because even in the summertime, you don't have to worry about it getting hot, you know, because the basement's always cool. So, there you go. So I've just been hanging out here in the basement and playing on the interweb and got a few radios going. But I talked to Chuck and I asked him if anything was wrong. I forwarded him the list of check-ins from last night and asked him if anything was wrong, and he said, "Nope, everything's great. You know, just had to move." So him and Alan are both moving, so everything's good between the two of them and no problems. So it's all good.
Oh, okay. So they're both moving. All right. So they're moving together somewhere. I'm not sure if Ellen owned that house or if they were renting. I'm not sure. But I know, I think he's been there for a long time. I don't know why he's moving, though, but, yeah, who knows.
No, he owned the house, so... So that was it. So just sold it and moved to a different place. So that's all good.
Okay. Yeah, they probably just want to get out of Mount Clemens. You know, they've been, I'm not sure if they're in a good area or what, but maybe it was just time to go.
Yep. So that was it. So we talked on the phone, and then all of a sudden he got a phone call that he had to take. So it's like, okay, I gotta go. And he was all panicked to get the other call before they hung up. So, but it's all good. And I forwarded the list of check-ins, and he said he will forward it off to the guy that makes the list.
Yeah, you should do that more often, man. You're a good net controller. We had pretty good amount of check-ins, you know. And then it worked out for Larry. Larry got a lot of contacts on sideband.
Yeah, and I dialed around a little bit earlier, and there was a whole bunch of people CQing for field day and, winter field day. And it's like, okay, well, this is boring. I don't want to listen to this. So I was looking for the rag-chewing guys, and I found the guys that I normally listen to, and they were where they were yesterday when we were down here, so it's all good, and they're still out there talking.
That's good. Was that Mike that was out here? I know Paul was out here, but was that Mike?
Yeah, that was 489 Mike.
I've been listening to you guys talk, and then, of course, you know, on the back end, someone's trying to, you know, jam you with Smuckers.
Yeah, they're too weak. They're just, all they got is a little HT, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. They kept on trying to get you, Jim, but, there was no problem there. I just heard a little underneath your signal. Well underneath.
Cool. Yeah, they're not. I was on medium power. I just
bumped it up to high.
Well, no, just leave it on medium. Your medium was doing just fine. I mean, they weren't interfering whatsoever. Your voice was clearly over. Like I said, it's just you hear the little grumble underneath, you know. But you can tell that they're trying, but they ain't doing it.
Yep. Well, my antenna's up pretty high. You're closer than I am. I'm not sure where Mike's at. So, and you know where I am. So it's got to be somebody in a weak mobile or a HT or something. Where is the repeater still, Monk Clemens?
Yeah, it's the same repeater and the same antenna that you and I installed on top of that building.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it moved or not. All right.
No, the 2.6 moved.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he moved this one or not also, so that's cool. Well, my antenna's pretty high, so it'll take somebody kind of close to annihilate me.
And that's why I say you really don't need to put up a vertical beam on top of your house, you know, for any of the VHF, UHF bands. You know, because your antenna's up high enough to where it's like you can talk pretty much wherever you want, you know, direct without having to go through the repeaters. So that's the beauty of the house that you have and the antenna installation and all of that stuff. So it's good and high for a vertical.
I think what I'm going to do is put the roof tower up on the very top of the house. I'm going to do it slow so the neighbors get used to it. And then take my, this antenna off the chimney, and it's probably going to be another, when I put it on the peak, it's going to be another probably 10, 15 feet higher. No, it's going to be more because I'm going to put that bigger. I'm going to put that same mast. Remember what was on that mast when you took it down? I'm going to put that same sucker up there and put that the antenna on the very tippy top of that. Man, that's going to be like 60 feet in the air.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would hang on to that, that tri-band that you had, you know, that was on that tower and put that same setup up there. You know, just flip the either flip that 2 meter antenna horizontal, or put a 6 meter up there, 6 meter beam. Because do you have a 6 meter beam?
No, I don't even. I have a 6 meter antenna. I haven't even put it up yet. Sitting in the garage. I don't know if I want to do six. It's not open that often. I'm not really into getting like 6 meter contacts. I would have more fun with 2 meter. I like DXing on 2 meter, basically. Not sideband, but just talking to mobiles and seeing how far, see how many repeaters I can talk on, and basically mobiles and people on simplex. I like doing that.
Yeah, okay. If that's what you like, that's what you like. I can't tell you. I can tell you to like something else, but I can't make you do it.
No, and I have enough. I've got a 10 element, and I got what, that 11 element? No, what do I got? I've got a brand new 10 element in the box, and then I have a 7 element.
I can put two up, I can put one horizontal and one vertical on a, like a standoff. So I think that would work. I just need to get like a boom off of, I don't know, like a beam almost. You know, put like a small boom up there and put one vertical on that. And then the regular horizontal one could just go on the regular mast.
Well, we'll talk about antenna placement and design and all of that stuff. So, yeah, it's all, you know, it's all doable.
So anyway,
Mike, what do you got to say about all this?
I hear crickets.
Me too. So, that's 2 o'clock. Dinner's right around the corner. Dinner's right around the corner, and then it's time to go to bed and get up to go to work again. Well, some people don't have to do that.
Nope, some people don't. Oh, I did the beef tips, or the beef. I cut up all the rest of that beef I had, and I found some egg noodles that are like spiral cut, and had some leftover gravy. I put some sour cream in it, and it wasn't enough, so we used mushroom soup, put it in there, and boy, that tasted really good. Still got some left.
I ate my leftover Thai this morning for breakfast.
Yeah, I did the farm fresh eggs, farmer eggs with the poop on them, and I did some microwave bacon. Came out really good. Not sure what I'm having for dinner. I've been craving pho.
Well, I know a place that's got good pho.
Oh, yeah. Michelle and I, we were there maybe last month. Yep, it's pretty good there.
I wonder if Andrew would like to go there.
Yeah, when he's in the mood to go places. Like, I don't, has he ever had pho? Or would he get something else?
I'm sure he's had it before. But, I mean, it's just such a nice place that, you know, you get such a big bowl, you really make a meal out of it. You know, it takes me at least 45 minutes to eat that whole bowl of soup.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you have to build it, you know, you take, like, some noodles, and you put some hot sauce on it, then you put some other sauce, or if you want chili on it, you do that, and, you know, you take a little piece of the pepper, put that on there, and, yep, takes a while to eat that, and your nose is running like crazy, you got to bring a bunch of napkins.
Yeah, you know, by the time you put the hoisin sauce on there and everything, and you got to grab the noodles with the chopsticks and put them on the spoon and hold everything together so you can get to your mouth. It's a big project, you know, two-handed operation trying to eat a bowl of soup, but fills you up. I know. I stopped there for lunch. I parked the work truck in the parking lot, and met Sean there one day, and. And I ran over on my lunch break. I ran back out, had to log back on my computer at work, and I was like 10 minutes, at least 10 minutes over my lunch break. I get a 39-minute lunch break, and it was like,
you know, at least 49, 50 minutes or something, just under an hour for me to eat that bowl of soup. So it took a while, so. But it is good, and it's nice to get some appetizers and stuff, so. But I think that would probably be a place that would be, you know, gluten and dairy free for him, and he could probably eat there. Yeah, I would think so. You know, he eats regular Thai food, so. Yeah, there's no dairy in that soup, you know. Nothing in there that I would see. But, yep, that'd be good. Maybe suggest it to him and see if he wants to go out sometime and try it out. Yeah, but it's not just the stuff that's in the food. It's you know, their prepping surfaces, because if they have any, if they're using any kind of flour or anything in the back that's got gluten, they need to, you know, wash down that counter. Because, you know, it'll contaminate the stainless steel table or whatever, and then if they're doing something that they're serving to him, you know, then, you know, he'll feel the effects of that, you know, digestively, so, and it's not a good feeling. WRUV578. Yeah, you can always ask him. You can call them up and talk to the girl and see what they say. So I know they do have, you know, like the wontons or the, what do you call those, the ragoons or whatever. So there's like some flour and stuff there. But I think it's probably just frozen. I'm not sure if they do it fresh or not. I'm not sure what kind of foods they're prepping. So you can probably talk to them. See what they say.
Yep, exactly. So, well, Jim, I'm going to run. I want to hit the other radio and catch the guys out there for a little bit before everybody runs away. So, I will be back here a little bit later.
Okie dokie. I'll just finished my cup of coffee and just playing on the radio and computer, looking at stuff. So, catch you later. WRUV578.
WRUZ935.
WRCX218, I got you, Jack. I'm on the Aggie there, Roger. WRZX218, stand by.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, yeah. Monitoring.
WSDJ 347.
WRNW 329, monitoring.
WSLI 302, stand by. Anybody out there? Anybody out there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're out here. Just us chickens.
I guess he got stage fright all of a sudden.
WSAL 946, I'm monitoring.
WSLI 302, standing by. Thought this snow was going to stop by now.
WSSK 697. Wait a second, I need
something. 302, are you using a not valid call sign?
WSSK 697. Okay, bye-bye.
Say what?
What? What's your call sign?
Who's first?
What'd you say?
WSL.
What are you not connecting?
Bye.
You want to hear a knock-knock joke?
Tracking you down. Here I come.
Pedophile.
WSLD 489. Have you been out there shoveling snow yet? What was that? What about the snow? WSLD 489, just wondering if those young ladies have been out there shoveling the snow yet. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they're out there doing it right now. I think maybe no school for tomorrow. I think they're already closed tomorrow.
Yes, they are. I just got a call from my school district. So drive, stay safe, everyone. WRWR 357.
Yeah, they should have something salted. They should have these all salted and plowed, I'm thinking, by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that was my thoughts, too. You know, I thought it was a little premature, too. I thought they would at least wait until, like, you know, 8, 9 o'clock tonight. But, hey, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
just when I think it's over with, it's still coming down. It's like, oh my God, it's real, real light though right now, real light.
Yeah, the kind of stop time, or the when it's supposed to end keeps getting pushed back and back, so I think that probably factors in, but I'm so glad I didn't have to drive anywhere today. I just was able to stay home, had plenty of food, and just watch football.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that's what I'm about to start doing. Watch a little football.
Right now, guys are slipping all over the place. It's really hard to catch the ball. No one's really moving the ball. And right now, Denver looks like they're lining up to kick a field goal to tie the game. It's about 5-6 minutes left.
Oh, I'm looking in the neighbor's window. He's got it, and I see his big screen. You're right. That is that field is covered. Yeah, I'm about to head in and start watching it. Son of a gun, yeah. WSLI 302. Yeah, I'm going to be heading in to watch this game.
And they just shanked the field goal, so New England's still up 3. But yeah, it's covered, but it wasn't even really covered in the middle of the third quarter even. So it started coming down and came down real quick, so looks like it's going to continue.
All right. Okay, I'm going to go in there and watch a little bit of the game. WSLI 302, and I'm sure I'll catch you back out here maybe a little later.
WRUG 488, this is WRFK 359. Can I get out there? No response on WRUG 488, WRFK 359. We'll be monitoring
942. Okay, I take the DSST 902. WSI 8375 monitoring from Clinton Township.